Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Look heavy.
Well, I actually think this is a question you can probably answer better than me, GP, because I have not seen him look like he did at Duke 1 second in the NBA. This is a guy that last year, as you know, better than anybody, was making crazy defensive plays, was flying around on the court, was doing this, like, you know, end-to-end court, you know, really dynamic stuff with the ball. We saw none of that this year, at least that I didn't. He doesn't have the same burst to me. He doesn't have the same explosion. Like, he'll have moments where he can get it. Like, he obviously has a quick jump at the basket, and he's nimble on his feet and can get around. But I personally haven't seen the same player that I saw at Duke, and I think that goes for, you know, basically anybody who's seen him play in the league. It's just he hasn't been – like, he's been very good when he's been on the court, but even when he's been out there, the defense has been a disaster, even back before the season shut down. But I'd actually be curious to hear what you think, because you know, if you're the college guy and you saw him, you know, a hell of a lot more than I did last season.
Yeah, I saw him in high school. I saw him in college. He looked amazing in high school, looked a little heavy at times in college, but still better than he's looked in the NBA. And I'll be honest, I'm surprised, because I assumed – you get him off of a college campus, you get him a chef who's delivering food every day, if not living with him. I thought by the time the NBA got here, he would be in the best shape of his life, and he's just not. And, you know, if you can't keep weight off at the age of 20, like, good luck doing it when you're 30. And so, you know, from my perspective, you know, again, I'm talking here from a distance, but I'd be real concerned if I was New Orleans, because we know that he can give you 20, you know, somewhat exciting minutes, you know, at this weight. But can he be what he's supposed to be consistently and for the rest of his career playing at this kind of weight? I'm skeptical. And so I hope, even though, you know, the Pelicans are a rival of the Grizzlies, I want Zion to have an amazing career. And I hope whatever needs to happen for him to get that where it needs to be happens, because it would be disappointing to watch what is an undeniable, overwhelming generational talent not fulfill expectations based on he just couldn't get bad weight off of his body. I'm talking to Tim Bontemps here from ESPN. You mentioned the Grizzlies and their injuries. Tyus Jones, Justice Winslow, Jaren Jackson. Listen, they're still in eighth by only winning one game so far at the bubble, but, like, is it a situation? I think most Grizzlies fans are preparing for, okay, we'll maybe be in the play-in tournament, but then, like, what, Damian Lillard's going to beat us by 25? It's not an easy time to be optimistic if you're a Grizz fan.
No, and frankly, I think, you know, it's kind of hard for me to say this on your show, but I think it's probably a better situation for the league if Portland ends up beating them,
sure,
and making the playoffs, right?
Like, no, that's right.
Just from a, like, I'm super excited about the future of the Grizzlies. Like, Brandon Clark and Jaren Jackson Jr. And Ja, like, I mean, I was going to say before, I've been saying since the start of the season, long-term, I will take Ja over Zion, personally, because the Zion peak, I think, is probably higher. Like, I think the median outcome, Ja's going to be to have the better, longer career for all the reasons you expressed concern about before. So I think the future is incredibly bright, but I think in the present, when you look at this Portland team with Dame, with CJ, with Jusuf Nurkić, with Melo, Gary Trent's playing out of his mind now. They look like a team that could really give the Lakers in the first round a real series and give us a pretty exciting series. At this point, for as great a season as Memphis had in defying expectations and getting in here, you know, even if they just had Jaren so healthy, like, forget the other guys. If they had Jaren on the team, I would give them a chance to beat Portland and to be able to give, you know, the Lakers a game or two and make it a competitive series. But their guys are just so worn down at this point. I just don't know if they can pull this off. What they really need to do, obviously, is find a way to stay in this eighth seed. If they can manage to get it to where they have to lose twice, maybe they could pull out a game against Portland, which has already been playing their guys 40 minutes a game and is pretty gassed. But if they fall to the ninth seed, I think it's probably going to be all she wrote pretty quick on Saturday.
What did you make of the Damian Lillard, Paul George back and forth?
I mean, it was pretty wild. I mean, it was a hell of a flex by Dame to miss two free throws and a three to tie the game and then come back and say, well, yeah, those guys know what it's like because I've beaten them in the playoffs. I mean, it's hard, it's pretty hard to argue with that. And look, I've been at a lot of these Portland games, and I mean, Dame and these guys have been just absolutely incredible. I mean, Dame is as hot as I've ever seen a player. And I got to say, the thing that's really made the difference for them, and it's not a secret, is just Jusuf Nurkić is really good. And him coming back from that injury, the broken leg he suffered last year, you know, I was hopeful he would be good again, but it's just one of those injuries where you just have no idea what the guys are going to look like. And he looks like he hasn't missed a game. I mean, he's the reason why for as great as Dame has been, he's the reason why they've been winning these games. Because without him, they're the same team they were during the season, which is a below 500 kind of middling team. With him, they're one of the top six or seven teams in the West, and I don't know if they're going to beat the Lakers, but they've got a chance to win at least a couple games and make that really interesting if they can get in. So, the Dame and Paul George stuff was really fun, and it was honestly kind of the first normal quote-unquote NBA moment here, right? Because, like, there's obviously a lot of heaviness over this thing for a lot of different reasons, from the virus to, the fights for social justice and against racial inequality that the players and coaches and the league is trying to do as part of this thing. And the Dame and PG stuff was kind of the first kind of, hey, you know, this is basketball moment, I think, that I've had in a long time. And it's like everything else here. It was just kind of a strange thing to be through after everything that's gone on the past few months.
I'm wrapping up here with Tim Bontips from ESPN. Last thing before I let you go. Obviously, LeBron James has missed a game with a growing issue. They don't have anything to play for anymore, so it's not a big deal, but they have stuff to play for starting next week. Do we know how serious this issue is for LeBron? Because it is something that's bothered him in each of the past two seasons.
Yeah, I don't think it's a serious thing, GP, but I will say this. I have a lot of concerns about the Lakers. When I said I'm not sure if Portland could beat them, like, I think Portland has a chance to beat them if they get in. Like, this is that they're in some trouble, I think. Like, you've seen down here, look, LeBron is great, AD is great. After that, they have a ton of question marks. You know, you're relying on guys like Deion Waiters or Kyle Kuzma or KCP or Alex Caruso. Like, these are not reliable guys who are going to step up in playoff games and make shots. So that's the first thing. The other thing is, you mentioned LeBron's groin. It was a problem last year, obviously. It has been on the injury report a couple times this year. And the thing I noticed sitting courtside watching the second half of Pacers-Lakers on Saturday was when he was matched up with Malcolm Brogdon in the fourth quarter of that game, he did not once try to go by him and go to the basket. It was all just back down, try to kick out for a three. But it was no moments where you was like, hey, I'm LeBron James. I'm going to take the ball and rip through and go to the rim and score, right? And he's struggled all year against bigger physical wings, and I think that's going to be something to monitor as the playoffs come around. So, yeah, I mean, I think the Lakers are going to try to play tonight. I'm really curious to see what it's going to look like against the Nuggets, a really good Nuggets team that they're going to play tonight. And, you know, they got to get going really quick because they've had the worst offense in the whole league here in the bubble. They haven't been able to make a three. And if they keep playing like this next week, they're going to find themselves in a real dogfight with whoever comes out of that eighth seed, and especially if it's the Blazers.
That is Tim Bontips from ESPN. He covers the league for ESPN. He is down at Disney World. You can follow him on Twitter, at Tim Bontips. That's at Tim Bontips. Buddy, thank you so much for being here. I know how rushed it can be going straight from a game to the radio. So I appreciate your time. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you down the road.
Anytime, GP. Thanks for having me, man. Talk to you soon.
I appreciate you, buddy. That's Tim Bontips from ESPN. Breaking news in the world of college football. I mentioned at the end of the opening segment, this is going to be a developing story that can change by the hour, by the day, by the week. And I should have also said in a matter of 15 or 20 minutes, the Mountain West Conference has announced that it is also canceling college football and all fall sports in the year 2020. They will try, just like the MAC announced, to play spring football, if possible. But they will not play it at all this fall. It has already been determined. So now we've got the MAC out, Mountain West out, Big Ten reportedly on the verge of out, and then we'll see who falls in line after that. If you're curious, the most recent information has Big Ten leaning toward out, Pac-12 leaning toward out, SEC leaning toward, we're going to try to do this.
Mm-hmm.
ACC leaning toward, we're going to try to do this. And then the Big 12 kind of in the middle trying to figure out, does it want to stay linked with the Pac-12 and the Big Ten, or try to play like the ACC and the SEC? And I should be clear here. I'm not rooting for a canceled season. Like, it's not good.
Hell
for
no.
I mean, who, first off, like, who would? Like, it doesn't even make any sense. The only thing I'm acknowledging is that there are inherent risk to trying to play football under these circumstances. And just because they are largely risk that college football players have largely convinced themselves they're willing to take, doesn't mean that the adults in charge should allow them to take those risks. For instance, I saw somebody tweet this yesterday, so I don't want to pretend it's my thought, but it is something that I subscribe to. The majority of college football players who suffer a concussion in a football game, they want to go back in the game. You see it all the time. That's why you have a medical official on the sideline who examines them and then says, it is too risky for you to play this game right now. And they take their helmet and they set them down. They protect them from themselves. And in some cases, that is very much what university presidents are trying to figure out whether they can or cannot do right now. Can you allow these players to play, or do you need to protect them from themselves? Because, and this is one of the more frustrating things that you hear, was people continue to scream that college football players are unlikely to die from this. Now, when I say that's frustrating to hear, it's not because it's untrue. It is true that college football players, in other words, young, mostly healthy people, it is true that they are unlikely to die from this. It's very rare. Very rare that somebody college age is going to die from COVID-19, it appears. So you can say that, and you're right, but you're missing the point wildly when you focus only on that. That should be part of the consideration, sure. Like if you get COVID-19 at the age of 20 and there's a 30% chance you die, well, then you can't play college football. Everybody understands that. But when it is way less than 1%, well, I understand weighing risk versus rewards. I get that. But it's not the only thing to be considered. The other thing that has to be considered is, what are the long-term impacts? What's the long-term impact of a young person having COVID-19? And here's the problem. We don't really know. We don't know right now. Not entirely. But what we do know is that there is enough data that suggests young people are developing heart issues after they, quote-unquote, recover from COVID-19. And that, reportedly, is the big thing that has Big Ten presidents really concerned. They're not that concerned about a running back getting COVID-19 and then dying 7 days later. It's possible, but it's unlikely. What they are concerned about is, what happens to the running back who gets COVID-19, quote-unquote, recovers, but then has a heart issue? And I don't know if you saw the story with the former Florida State basketball player this weekend, Michael Ojo, 27 years old, died of a heart attack 2 weeks after testing positive for COVID-19. Now, they can't, with a 100-degree certainty, tell you that he died on a basketball court during a workout because of COVID-19. But there's enough links there that it makes it concerning. And so it's not just about surviving COVID-19. It's not about survival rate or death rate or anything. Like, not entirely about that. It's also about what happens to you if you, quote-unquote, survive this long-term. Because it's possible to survive it but still be damaged. And that is the concern, at least one of the primary concerns of the Big Ten presidents who are reportedly on the verge of canceling the college football season, or at the very least pushing it to after January in 2021. I'll talk more about that with Jeff Calkins a little after 5 o'clock, but when we come back, turn our attention to Penny Hardaway's Tigers. Got a commitment from a four-star prospect this weekend. I'll tell you about him next. You're listening to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Go back in time with Radio.com Rewind. And just so you know, no DeLorean necessary. All you need is the Radio.com app. You can pause and rewind your favorite news and sports stations when you listen on Radio.com and the Radio.com app. Take a short trip 15 seconds back, start your favorite show over, or travel a whole 24 hours back in time. Great Scott! Radio.com Rewind will change the way you listen to radio forever. Yeah, that sounds like hype, but we're serious. Check it out and time travel today. Radio.com Rewind. Plutonium optional.
Now that we're getting back on the road, the stops we make seem more special than before. Stop to see a friend. Stop at your favorite store. Stop at the places you missed most. And to keep you going between those stops, there's Shell. Stop in to fill up with our best fuel ever. Save with the Fuel Rewards program. And to get snacks and essentials that can save you even more at the pump. That's just a few of the ways Shell helps you make the most of the stop you need to make. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
Here's Howie Long for Skechers Arch Fit Shoes.
If you've never tried Arch Fit Shoes from Skechers, you're missing out on next level comfort. Saying you like comfort but not trying Arch Fit is like saying you like Italian food but you've never tried pasta. Skechers teamed up with podiatrists who used over 20 years of data to create a shoe that provides total foot and arch support for all day comfort. Arch Fit distributes support across the arch no matter what foot type you have. You don't need an arch problem to love how they feel.
See all the styles of machine washable Arch Fit Shoes now at Skechers.com.
Dell supports America's entrepreneurs during Small Business Month with all you need to office anywhere. Save up to 45% on computers and servers with Intel Core processors. Upgrade to new modern devices with Windows 10. Plus, save on top-brand tech while enjoying free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the tech that's just right. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/smallbusinessdeals.
From muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, get 40% back in rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $175 on toner.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/15. Exclusions apply. Curbside available in most stores. Visit store or staples.com/40andrewards for details.
All law firms are not the same. There's only one Morgan & Morgan for the people.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
God killer, this Tokyo and I'm Godzilla. Playing blackjack versus death gun on the car dealer. Just bought a demon, I'm screaming about the car dealer. Last temptation of Mike, but I'm a God digger. Tell me as a bob that the God don't need a job. And if I did, the oligarchs would be missing, murdered, and robbed. This is Bonaparte, and he paid with Tucson. And they went on a world conquest, tearing your Bonaparte. Michael remains.
Hawkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. This weekday is 9 to 11. He's going to join me a little after 5 o'clock. We'll dive back into the college football conversation then. But right now, got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
Penny Hardaway's Tigers got a commitment from a top 100 prospect in the class of 2021 over the weekend. His name is Josh Minot. He's a 6'8", 6'9", wing from Florida. Reportedly had offers from Baylor and Dayton, Florida State, Texas, Maryland. So Memphis beat some big schools and some accomplished coaches to get this done. Again, an out-of-state prospect, one who is going to high school in Florida. It, by the way, jumps Memphis' class in 2021 already into the top 50, so that's a good place to start. Where it'll finish, we'll see. But obviously, to go ahead and get this done in early August in the middle of a pandemic, that's a positive for Penny Hardaway and Cody Toppert, who was the lead recruiter on the Josh Minot recruitment. The one quote that is getting a lot of attention comes from Josh's high school coach, who said he told people a couple of years ago that he felt like he had the next Kevin Durant, and people thought he was crazy. But now those same people are like, hey, you might really have the next Kevin Durant. And to that, I would just say, listen, if you're a four-star prospect and considered one of the best 100 players in any sport in your high school class in the entire country, you are amazing, all right? You're amazing. Like, think about how hard it is to be one of the 100 best. Like, high school kids all over America play this sport, and you're one of the 100 best, according to recruiting analysts, in your class. That's amazing. So that should be understood by everybody.
Mm-hmm.
When you are getting offers from Memphis, Maryland, Texas, Baylor, Dayton, Florida State, you are obviously a gifted basketball player. There's a lot of room between that and the next Kevin Durant. I wish we'd stop it with this
stuff. I really do, too.
Like, what are we talking about, the next Kevin
Durant? It's just so unfair. And like, the thing is I feel like that, you know, coaches, NBA front offices would even like it more if you compared them to, like, I don't know.
How about don't compare him to any NBA player, because if you're ranked 100th in the country, you are awesome.
You might not be an NBA player.
Might not be. You probably won't be.
Right.
What are you talking?
Like,
probably
right.
Won't be. It's so hard to get to the NBA.
Yeah.
Like, here's the truth. I've done all the research on it. If you are a top 10 player in your class, there is about an 80% chance you are going to end up in the NBA. So when you're talking about top 10 players, five-star top 10 guys, you can say they remind you of an NBA player, because they're probably going to be an NBA player one day.
Mm-hmm.
If you're ranked outside of the top 75, it is very unlikely you'll never step foot in the NBA, much less be the next Kevin Durant. If you want to compliment the young man and emphasize his size and ability to play on the wing, you say, listen, I'm not comparing him to Kevin Durant. That's ridiculous. Kevin Durant's a world champion, an MVP, a scoring champ, two-time finals MVP, one of the greatest players in the history of the sport. I ain't got that guy. But, like, at our level, when you watch him play relative to the competition, he looks like Kevin Durant among mm-hmm. other high school players, the way Kevin Durant looks among other NBA players. He has that kind of skill set at that size, still has room to grow, room to improve. I could really see him being something impactful at the high major level. That's fine. I can live with that.
Yeah.
But, like, I think I've got the next Kevin Durant. Like, yo, I hope so, because that'll be awesome for Penny and the Tigers.
Oh, heck yeah.
I love that. Like, Kevin Durant was the unanimous national player of the year in his 1 year of college. So if Josh Minot is the consensus national player of the year as a freshman at Memphis, oh boy, that'll be a hell of a story.
Mm-hmm.
But anything short of that means he's not the next Kevin Durant, so let's cool it a little bit.
Story number two.
Colin Morikawa won the PGA Championship last night at TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. Man, there is nothing... Like, I had so much fun this weekend.
Oh, I could tell you did.
I just sat on my back porch, grilled steaks, had drinks, watched the kids swim, and watched golf all night.
Yeah.
Until I would walk into the house and immediately go to sleep.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Like, golf,
there was so much sports this weekend.
Loved it. I tweeted at one point, if you told me we'd have primetime golf every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but we got to have every tournament in California except for the WGC FedEx State Junior Invitational, like, sign me up. Somebody was like, well, what about the Masters? You want that in Augusta, too. I don't care about it. They can move the Masters. It's fine with me. Like, I love primetime golf, and last night was awesome. Morikawa, he's only 23 years old. 15 months ago, he's in college, all right?
Mm.
So he's a young dude. Started his PGA career by making 22 straight cuts. That's second only to Tiger Woods.
Okay.
Tiger Woods made 25 straight cuts to start his career. Nobody had ever made more. Nobody's ever made more than that. Morikawa is now second on that list with 22 consecutive. He made the cuts 22 straight times in PGA Tour events to start his career. He's now just the fourth person ever to win the PGA Championship before turning 24 years old. The others on that list: Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, and Roy McIlroy. Two of those are considered the two greatest golfers of all time. The other one has been a number one ranked golfer as recently as this year. So he looks the part, man. He looks the part. And he pulled away from a crowded leaderboard last night when it went down. If you were watching, you know how awesome it was. Morikawa and Paul Casey are tied atop the leaderboard at 11 under. Lots of others still in contention. Morikawa walks to 16, which is a drivable par 4. And by the way, earlier in the week, he said he would not try to drive it. Like, he was asked, would you try to drive 16? He said, no, I'm not going to try to drive 16. But the conditions were such when he stepped there yesterday, and real high-stakes stuff. I mean, think about being tied for the lead and deciding to go try to do this after earlier in the week saying, I'm not going to try to do it. But the conditions, he felt like he could get there. He steps to 16, pulls out driver, and puts it to 7 feet. 7-foot eagle putt, makes it. He goes to 13 under, 2-shot lead, par 17, pars 18, and that was that. Colin Morikawa wins the PGA Championship by 2 strokes because of that eagle at 16 and immediately moved to number 5 in the world golf rankings. Like I said, was in college just 15 months ago, and now he could move to number 1 in the world when he plays again, which is in 2 weeks at the Northern Trust at TPC Boston. So if you're looking for the next great thing in golf, or one of the big young stars right now, Morikawa was that even before this weekend, if you talk to golf people. But obviously, when you do what he did on CBS in primetime at a major, it elevates you to a whole new place.
Story number 3.
Another day, another Major League Baseball player opts out of the season. This time it's Marcus Stroman, starting pitcher for the New York Mets. Or at least he used to be, because he's a free agent after this year, and that's probably it. His Mets tenure wraps up with him holding a Zoom call today with reporters announcing that he's going to opt out. He's been hurt, was getting set to return, and then has just decided, either because the Mets stink or because there's been various outbreaks in the National League, Marlins, Cardinals. He did mention that, by the way, the Mets have an upcoming trip to Miami. He was like, I just didn't feel comfortable. And he also pointed this out, which I think is important. He said, and I'm paraphrasing here, but he said, it would be one thing if I knew every player was taking this seriously and doing what they're supposed to do. Then I could feel safe stepping on that field, being in that clubhouse. But I know they're not. And, like, there was one pitcher this weekend that got sent home, not from the Mets, from the Indians, because he went to a bar. Mm-hmm. And the team found out, and they said, you're gone. Go home. Quarantine at home. We're not doing this anymore. Casinos, not okay. Bar.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.